The president of the Pharmaceutical Society of Ghana, James Ohimeche, says they have always condemned the importation and manufacture of fake drugs because of its negative effects on the health of the people. Speaking to Radio Ghana after the release of the pharmacist of the Gosu Hospital, Ejimanbedu, by the BNI, Mr. Ohimeche said there is the need for Ghanaians, including journalists, to investigate how these fake drugs find their way into the country. He spoke to George Ankara.
I think it's the right thing to do, because honestly, I don't know the reason for his arrest and detention. But if it has to do with his practice as a pharmacist, then the Minister of Health, the Ghana Health Service and the Pharmacy Council have got structures to handle such issues. Of course, if it has nothing to do with his practice, then depending on the reason for his arrest, I think that the BNI should have pressed the necessary charges against him and put him before a competent court.
You are right, but we are thinking differently. Assuming that your member is arrested for dealing with fake drugs, maybe dispensing fake drugs, how would you feel as a practitioner?
Fake drugs?
Yes.
Number one, how did the fake drugs cross the port of entry and got distributed throughout the country?
You know, along the line, when the issue of fake drugs came up and the implementing agency, the Food and Drugs Board, came out to announce that some drugs that were detected to be fake were to be surrendered for destruction, some of the pharmacies complied and some did not. Those who refused to comply, were they right?
Mr. Ankara.
Yes, sir.
Now, let's get the facts straight. The man had probably verbal notice. He had actually quarantined those Binko medicines. He had quarantined them. He was not using them, but he was waiting for formal instructions, you know, from the minister. If you look at Act 851, Section 82C, what FDA should have done was to have sent recommendations to the Honorable Minister of Health to issue instructions to the implementing agencies like the GHS, like the teaching hospitals, and check, you know, informing them about the issue. Then they will send letters to various health facilities. FDA should have issued the directives by themselves through the media as if they are law unto themselves.
No, but Mr. Ohimeche, as an association, how did you feel when you realized that fake drugs were being dispensed in some health facilities and people were dying as a result of that?
Mr. Ankara, how did the fake drugs cross the port of entry? The FDA is supposed to make sure that fake drugs do not cross the point of entry. So how did they fake drugs? Then it means that they cross with their connivance.
Now, apart from that, how about those manufacturers in this country who are also manufacturing substandard drugs, killing people? Are you not worried as an association?
Look, Mr. Ankara, we have condemned that. We condemn the use of the manufacture or importation of fake drugs. The Pharmaceutical Society of Ghana has condemned importation or manufacture of fake drugs. We don't accept that. It's unacceptable. But the point is that how do the so-called fake drugs cross the ports of entry and then get distributed throughout the country?
Now, so as the leader of the Pharmaceutical Association now, what have you been doing to make sure that your members apply professional ethics to save lives?
We have been doing that, Mr. Ankara. We have been doing that. We have been educating them. I have been leading a crusade previously, as far back as in the 80s, against fake medicines. No, but we have to look at how these medicines cross the port of entry and then get distributed throughout the country. Something has gone wrong somewhere.
So if a member is caught involved in either manufacturing or dispensing fake or substandard drugs and that comes to your notice and he's been arrested, is there anything wrong with that?
I am telling you that Ejimanbedu was not dispensing any fake medicines. I've told you, he had quarantined them, awaiting instructions, you know, from the ministry, through the Director General of Ghana Health Service, through the Regional Director of Health Service, through the District Director of Health Services. So he was not doing that.
President of the Pharmaceutical Society of Ghana, James Ohimeche.